The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got the lovely, I call him the Patch Adams of the MD community, medical doctor, because he's at the end of the day a big fat, not, he's not fat, but a big fat, P-H-A-T, I would say, patient advocate, consumer advocate, cares about everybody out there, does this show every week just because. Jacob Teitelbaum, thanks so much for being here. We're going to talk about anemia today.
Absolutely. And for listeners, first, to get an idea of what anemia is, basically we have a lot of red blood cells that carry the oxygen to our tissues and then help wash away toxins and things we don't need. And when we don't have enough of those blood cells, that's called being anemic. The old days, they used to tell it by just kind of looking at your inside of your lower eyelid, and they could tell by how pink it was. And after you look at about 20 inner eyelids, you get a sense of what's normal and what's not. But if it was pale, that would leave them thinking that the person was anemic, and actually a pretty good test. So we're going to talk today about how to optimize your red blood cell counts. And also, it's a lot more than just iron. There are many, many things that contribute.
Great. I love it because, you know, I keep always schooling folks that come in my practice with their lab tests in hand, right? And these reference range labs, even if they're out of limits, you know, because we have the complete blood count, the CBC, and that's where you'll see hemoglobin, hematocrit, your red blood cells, your other components of these corpuscles, like mean corpuscular hemoglobin, all these things, MCV, MCHV. And sometimes they're showing that they're slightly out of balance. And from my perspective, Jacob, I don't want to treat lab tests ever. I want to treat people. But, you know, a lot of times their quote unquote doctors will say they're fine. And it's sad to me because they're actually, they're struggling a little bit with fatigue, for sure, is a presenting symptom. And I know that there is, even though they might not be iron deficient, there's more to anemia than just iron deficiency.
Absolutely. And as we've talked about before, the normal range for blood tests just means that you're not in the highest or lowest 2% of the population, called standard deviations. And the doctors have no idea, by and large, where the normal ranges come from. They think normal means healthy, which is an utter crock of horse poop. So the bottom line for anemia, if you're looking at iron as one of the key issues, the doctor will think that your iron is normal if your ferritin blood test is over 12. But the research shows that over 90% of people with the worst forms of iron deficiency, where the bone marrow is absent iron, will have technically normal iron level. And the researchers, as graciously as they can put it in medicalese, they're basically saying, are the doctors crazy? Why are they using that normal range? They say it a little more graciously, but the bottom line is the ferritin level needs to be over 60, not over 12. Until it's over 60, it will contribute not only to anemia, but also to fatigue, even if you're not anemic. So for those with fatigue, it's worth checking the blood count, but also check the ferritin, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N. When the doctor says it's normal, say thank you, but I want the actual result. If it's under 60, then taking iron combined with vitamin C, because you need vitamin C to absorb the iron. And take it, if you're taking thyroid, at least 4 hours away from the thyroid dose, otherwise it'll block thyroid absorption.
Right. Great. That's such great information. I think people really, really need to understand that. And there's other things that can contribute, though, or that are going on in the body that might not be iron deficiency that are contributing to fatigue and certainly laboratory anomalies.
Absolutely. And if you're looking at anemia, a common cause of anemia is chronic inflammation.
Right.
And also chronic illness in general can do it. For chronic inflammation, herbal things can be very, very effective. The most effective, I think, would be either curcumin, and that needs to be, unless you want to take 250 pills of turmeric, you can take one Curamed, C-U-R-A-M-E-D, 750 milligrams a day.
It's a great product. It's a great product.
It's awesome, and it will settle down inflammation. Boswellia, also known as frankincense. The three wise guys or three wise men really knew what they were about, and they knew the value of it. It's a very powerful and healthy anti-inflammatory. But you want to use one like Bospure, Bosmed, because strand matters for those kinds of things. Adding things to your diet like ginger. Ginger is a good anti-inflammatory as well. Increasing fish oil. And if you're not eating enough fish, instead of taking 8 big fish oil pills a day and burping up fish oil where every cat in the neighborhood is going, whoa, where are you? Take one called Vectomega. The Vectomega, one pill a day, replaces 8 fish oil pills. So those simple things, cutting back sugar, cutting down white flour, and switching to whole grains when you're eating meat, have them be grass-fed when you can instead of grain-fed.
Right.
All of those things will decrease inflammation.
Great. Great. And you've mentioned, too, low testosterone levels can actually spark this.
Absolutely. Hormones play a major role, not just in regulating energy and vitality, but in regulating your blood count. So if you have low thyroid or low testosterone, and again, same thing we said about the blood tests, the standard normal range will miss the large majority of people who need bioidentical hormone replacement. But if I have somebody who's anemic and their testosterone is low, male or female, giving testosterone keeping it in the healthy, normal range using the bioidentical form, not the kind of bodybuilder poison types, very, very healthy. And it not just will raise blood counts and help anemia, but in men, if you have even low normal testosterone, you'll often have high blood pressure, loss of libido, high cholesterol, prediabetes, loss of motivation, depression, and a big spare tire. So by giving the testosterone, the blood pressure often comes down, the cholesterol comes down. In fact, I see somebody with high cholesterol. That doesn't say give them a statin. It tells me you want to optimize, get them down from the sugar, optimize thyroid function, and in men, optimize testosterone. And their cholesterol usually come right down.
Yeah.
So these simple things, the anemia becomes a marker for something else that your body needs to stay feeling great.
Yeah. You know, and it's such a beautiful thing. And it frustrates me sometimes, Jacob, because I got to tell you, sometimes there's just a lot of pushback about looking at things, well, the medicine that we practice, looking at things in a much more comprehensive way. But it's just the difference. It's the difference, like you said, you know, we've got millions and millions of people, I think, unnecessarily on these statin medications. And if they were working and they weren't causing detrimental side effects, hey, that's fine. I think Western reductionistic medicine and advancement in science and pharmaceuticals are great, and they heal and save a lot of people's lives. However, when, you know, you look at cholesterol being elevated and then you make some dietary modifications and then you also look at other contributing factors in the whole system of the body of how it is so interconnected, getting that thyroid function, it's ultimately metabolism. So cholesterol metabolism is important. It's going to be shy if your thyroid is under functioning. And many of us have that condition in our modern day and we don't know it, usually secondary to the adrenal stress that we have going on. And then also the optimization of hormones. And so you not only, one, save somebody from going on a prescription medication with the undesirable side effects and sometimes dangerous side effects, two, you get somebody set up for optimal wellness as they start to and continue to age.
Absolutely. And I want people to start moving away from focusing on illness to focusing on wellness.
Yeah.
The illness is your body's way of saying something needs attention. And so if you're giving your body what it needs to be optimally healthy, the illness just kind of disappears.
That's right. I think what we say in naturopathic medicine is just have the curiosity. Where are there obstacles to cure? Because we know that our body is meant to heal. It has this innate ability to heal. It's always wanting to come back into balance. And so these little symptoms that we have, they're little things, little messages from our body saying, hey, I need a little attention here. Let's ask some good questions. Get these obstacles out of the way and the body can then do its job. Jacob, thank you once again so much for clearing up that anemia is so much more than just iron deficiency. Optimize hormone levels. Make sure that you've got nutrients on board. We'll see you again and hear you again next week. This is Dr. Holly Lucille in Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.